is something about.
Well, in the context of the IMF program, you know, it's important to note that this will not be the first time that we have gone into an IMF program. And we can say, as Ghanaians from my experience, first of all, that any time we have gone into IMF programs, we have exited the program after meeting its conditions and stabilizing the fiscal or economic situation. And that is exactly going to be the goal. But it's also important to note this time that ours is also a country in transition to lower middle income. Having been a lower middle income country, that is also going to be consolidated. And so this will be the first program that we negotiate or start discussion with a fund that takes account of our transition first into an oil economy, and therefore into an economy that is to become a middle income or has become a middle income, you know, country. The services sector is growing, agriculture is also coming up strongly, and therefore it's important to see these two elements, you know, as we talk about. Now, the ultimate objective, as I stated, is to stabilize the city in particular, in order that, you know, prices, domestic prices, which is what most people associate with the depreciation of the city, will be brought under control. And therefore, that is a consumer welfare of what is to be done. But when you stabilize the city, you are also, you know, looking at a situation where investors, you know, do see a more predictable economy as they bring their investments into the economy. So there are benefits in this for both consumers and for the business community.